Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Do you still pretty much hate everything?
Pretty much.
All right, good.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
So I was emailing with Josh, and I'm like, you're coming in. We're going to talk movies. What are we talking about? And you said Shaft. And I said, they made a new Shaft movie?
And they did.
They did.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm looking for
Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Who's asking?
John Shaft Jr., your son.
My son? Junior?
Yeah.
You know, they say that cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Ignore him. He thinks he's a black James Bond.
That dude was real. He think it was me.
If you're gonna pursue this investigation, I'm gonna have to babysit your ass.
Please tell me that you did not get our son involved in your bullshit.
Josh reviews the movies. I review the trailer. The trailer's awesome. How's the movie?
It's not awesome.
Oh.
No.
Damn.
No,
it's like you want to want it. You want it to be good, right?
I wanted it to be good. Yeah. I feel like Shaft is ready for a new audience.
Right.
You know, we had three Shaft movies in the 70s with Richard Roundtree. The first one, at least, is a classic of blaxploitation, and it got a little off the rails maybe by the time they got to Shaft in Africa, which was the third one.
Right.
But it was still fun, and Richard Roundtree was always great. And we had the reboot of it in 2000 with Samuel L. Jackson, who you can hear in that trailer because he's back this time, and he played the nephew of Shaft. Richard Roundtree was in it a little bit.
Right.
And now both of them are back in this new one, and now we've got Samuel Jackson's son, played by Jesse T. Usher, who is also John Shaft. So we got three John Shafts here.
Right.
The new Shaft, Jesse Usher's Shaft, is an analyst at the FBI, and he's kind of nerdy and uptight, and he doesn't carry on the Shaft legacy.
Doesn't have the funk, soul.
He's got to team up with his dad, who's a private investigator, because the young Shaft, his best friend, has been killed under mysterious circumstances, wants to find out what's going on. And that's a perfectly solid setup for a Shaft movie. The problem is that they turn this icon of swagger into a joke. This movie is like a sitcom, and all of the jokes are this kind of lame generational conflict where Sam Jackson's right. character is complaining about millennials, and it's just this barrage of sexist, homophobic jokes. And it was, not only was it really not funny, but it was totally misunderstanding the concept of Shaft,
right.
who was a hero for justice and progressive and all of that, in addition to being a cool guy and good with the ladies and all the things that we think of.
Right.
I mean, it's not a very interesting story, which is not even the worst problem, because it's really about the attitude more than it is about the story. But they really don't do justice to these characters at all. It's not funny. It's painful to watch. And
oh, no.
I was super disappointed.
What a drag. Is there a good car chase, at least? Is there
Maybe. I don't
know.
Not good enough for me to remember having seen it like 3 days ago.
I guess not. All right, Josh. So how many stars for Shaft?
I give it 2 out of 5. And that really is just for the legacy of the whole thing.
All right. Josh Bell Hates Everything is the website.com, right?
Yes.
Josh Bell Hates Everything on Facebook and Signal Bleed, right?
Yeah, Signal Bleed on Twitter as well.
Josh, good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Highway Radio.